know you guys are talking history in your project, and we are actually, Russ's family, this is their original homestead, part of the original homestead from when they first emigrated from Germany. So the farmhouse that's down there was, I think they bought it in the 1840 or 1850 when the land, his great-grandparents, and so he's been here ever since, so we've been on that same property all the while. Then Russ's dad, his name is Bob, and his mom is Audrey, and they were actually the ones that kind of started this. It was a small business at first, like when we grew up, we sold sweet corn and vegetables and that kind of stuff here, just out on the front lawn on a picnic table. After you graduated, you bought some of the land from part of the homestead, and in 78 we put up the first greenhouse, and then, you know, from there it just grew. Second greenhouse was in the 80s, and then Russ, after high school, worked a different job. This was just part-time, so his parents and him, we kind of did that just as a part-time thing. And then we got married in the 80s, and then I kind of joined in, and once we had kids, I started staying home. Our kids grew up with us in the business, and then in the 90s, the company where you worked at closed down. It was in Hartford, the Chrysler plant, so then at that point we decided, can we make a living doing this or not? So then that's the point where we decided we were going to give it a chance and go forward from there. So here we are, 30 years later, whatever it is.
And there's always positives and negatives. No matter what business you have.
There's challenges to all of it. A lot of good things and a lot of challenges also.
I have another one. What are the trends, if it wasn't really asked, what are the trends around the season, with flower-wise and the seed?
You had said, too, about the season. So we start now in spring in the greenhouse. The floral parts open year-round. They do that goes year-round. Here, we start in February. We start seeding. We are growing the stuff. We have no income from January till May. So we just do a lot of work. We need resources so that we're able to do that. Prepare all the plants, grow all the plants and stuff. And then in May we have our sales, which is a crazy month where what we prepared for the last 4 months goes out in 4 weeks. So it's kind of a real crazy in between. Then we go into produce. And I know your subject was also on food. So in summer we sell produce, so that would be part of a local thing, a local food source. And then we also grow the plants that people can grow in their gardens. So we'll see those out in the greenhouse. So trends years ago, everyone had a garden. That's how you grew up. Your grandparents had a garden. That's where you got a lot of your food. And we really got a long ways away from that. And everything was from the store. Now one of the trends is people want to know where the food comes from again. And they like to grow it themselves. And they know it's coming from their garden. So there's there was kind of like a two-generation thing there that kind of went away. And now it's coming back. So there's a lot of learning. And there's just so many new things now to do. So one trend is very much knowing where your food comes from. A business trend, this is just a total different subject. Like at one point, it was almost, our sales were mostly cash or a check. I don't know how many years ago we started using a charge card. And that's, in your generation, very few people carry cash. It's a card. So at this point, I would say close to 3/4 of our sales is on a card instead of cash. So that has been a big change also. I guess you would say a trend of how you handle your finances differently than generations before.
From a business end, what are your top selling products, maybe as in certain seasons?
Like in summer or spring, we do a lot of flowers. That's really kind of our mainstay for beautifying your yard and stuff. But the vegetables are doing a comeback. We've seen a lot more where people are interested in the vegetables. Like herbs has become one that's coming up in summer. Sweet corn is really our main vegetable. But tomatoes, green beans, strawberries is another one, fresh strawberries. Then the other thing about when people got away from gardening, the understanding that if it's local, it's only a short season when that thing is here. Like, you can go to the grocery store and get strawberries all year long, but if you wanted strawberries that are grown here in Wisconsin, there's a season for 3 weeks in June that you have strawberries. So it's the understanding, sweet corn is only at a certain time.
And that trend's changed. When we first started 30 years ago, sweet corn, you only got sweet corn when the local sweet corn was here. The stores didn't have sweet corn. Because they didn't ship it in. They just whenever you had it. That's
so I think all those things were so much more of a treat years ago when you had them just for those weeks. You just, you know, you really ate it every day or whatever. And yeah, so it's gone away a lot from. So, it, you know, it has gone away and is coming back.
Didn't you tell me that people get fewer ears when they come now?
Yeah. Used to usually sell like 3 dozen at a time. And when I grew up, it was three dozen for a dollar. Three for a buck.
Three dozen corn for a dollar, so 36
now cobs. Now you
corn.
Pay for one cob, 50 cents, two cobs, a buck, you know,
and
something
usually
like
now,
that.
I think
and now they only grow, they only buy like three or four cobs because
you eat
that's
different.
The way it is.
Years
they
ago,
totally
like when
different.
I grew up at home when it was sweet corn season, my mom would take this huge kettle and we would just have this big mound of sweet corn. We each eat four or five cobs of corn and that was our meal. And now you would eat probably one cob of corn and have a burger or have a salad or whatever, you know. So that has changed really a lot, too.